State of Maryland is expected to receive 300,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna by the end of the month. It is set to be distributed first to healthcare workers and nursing homes, eventually be given to educators and the general public. The public opinion polls have shown a reluctance by a significant portion of the general public to take the vaccine. Gallup found that while 58% would take the vaccine, that's up from 50%, there is still 42% who say they would not. Mike Murphy is an emergency room physician who works with Tidal Health Peninsula Regional.
In terms of the public, there's some skepticism about the vaccine. Some people do not feel it's safe. Others take a more political position. What sense do you get about people, enough people, taking this?
You know, I would hope that people will just look at the science behind this. I mean, certainly there are skeptics, and unfortunately, you know, based on bad science, there are people who have started to call into question the reason for vaccinations. And I think that's unfortunate, and I hope that people will realize that this is a really great chance to get to the point where we can try to get back to a level of normalcy. There is no evidence that the vaccine is unsafe or going to cause any major medical problems, and it really is it's something that's going to help us tremendously.
How much do you attribute all this in terms of people reacting to it and perhaps not taking it to the national leadership? Because we have a lot of misinformation about a lot of things, and what kind of role do you think that plays?
Well, I'm just hoping that people will look at the leadership in D.C. said that they would be taking the vaccine. Vice President Pence is taking the vaccine. I think there's a plan to get President-elect Biden the vaccine. And so, you know, I think people obviously are going to mimic what they hear from their leaders. And it's unfortunate that, you know, they may have heard or feel like they're hearing that the vaccine is unsafe. But to be honest, you know, this is a vaccine that was brought to the community by the Trump administration. And I hope people realize that President Trump was always sort of touting the fact that he'd be able to do this before he got out of office and was able to do that. And so I hope that anybody who sort of listens to him and has been one of his followers understands that this is really a vaccine that was made possible while he was president.
By the way, what has been the sense at the hospital about the news that this vaccine has been coming? Has it been one of relief at the same time? Yeah. Certainly tempered by the fact that we've lost so many people.
Well, I think that's the big thing, is that it's relief with some cautious optimism. We've been in for 9 months. Every patient that we see, we're using maximal protective equipment. Whether you're there for a toe injury or for COVID symptoms, because you just don't know who has this. And so certainly there's a lot of hope with the announcement of this and with the final implementation of it. And obviously it's tempered because we're still dealing with people. There's still a lot of people that have COVID and are quite sick across the country and even in Delmarva.
Emergency room physician Mike Murphy, who works with Tidal Health Peninsula Regional, on the long-awaited arrival of the coronavirus vaccine. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.